DeepEnglish.com.
The Olympics are a chance to honor the strongest and fastest athletes in the world. But we rarely hear about the weakest or the slowest. Shizo Kanakuri is the exception. Are the Olympics a chance to honor the weakest and the slowest athletes? No, the Olympics aren't a chance to honor the weakest and the slowest athletes. The Olympics are a chance to honor the strongest and the fastest athletes. Is Kanakuri the exception? Yes, Kanakuri is the exception. He holds the world record for the slowest time in the Olympic marathon. What does he hold the world record for? He holds the world record for the slowest time in the Olympic marathon. He finished the race after 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 5 hours, and 32 minutes. Did he take more than 54 years to finish the race? Yes, he took more than 54 years to finish the race. Kanakuri was not a slow runner. On the contrary, before going to the 1912 Olympics, he had set a world record marathon time of just 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 45 seconds. Who was not a slow runner? Kanakuri was not a slow runner. Had he set a world record for the marathon? Yes, he had set a world record for the marathon. He was the favorite to win the marathon at the Stockholm Olympics. Who was the favorite to win the marathon at the Stockholm Olympics? Kanakuri was the favorite to win the marathon at the Stockholm Olympics. It was the first time for Japan, or any Asian nation, to participate in the Olympics. Kanakuri was one of just 2 athletes sent to represent his country. Was this the first time for a European nation to participate in the Olympics? No, it wasn't the first time for a European nation to participate in the Olympics. It was the first time for an Asian nation to participate in the Olympics. How many athletes did Japan send to the Olympics? Japan sent 2 athletes to the Olympics. Despite being the favorite, the odds were stacked against Kanakuri from the very beginning. Was he the favorite, or were the odds stacked against him? Both. He was the favorite, but the odds were stacked against him. He was fast, but an inexperienced athlete of just 20 years of age. Was he slow, but experienced? No, he wasn't slow, but experienced. He was fast, but inexperienced. How old was he? He was just 20 years old. On top of that, to get to Stockholm, he had an 18-day ship-and-train journey to deal with. How long was the journey to Stockholm? The journey to Stockholm took 18 days. Kanakuri ran around the ship and around each train station at every stop to get in some training time during the exhausting trip. Was the trip relaxing or exhausting? The trip was exhausting. How did he get in training time during the trip? He ran around the ship and around each train station at every stop to get in some training time. When he finally arrived, both he and his teammate had trouble dealing with the local food. His teammate became ill, and Kanakuri had to take care of him, further cutting into his training time. Did he and his teammate love the local food? No, they didn't love the local food. They had trouble dealing with the local food. When his teammate became ill, what did Kanakuri have to do? When his teammate became ill, Kanakuri had to take care of him. Did this cut into his training time? Yes, it did. It cut into his training time. The day of the marathon was a scorcher. What kind of day was it? It was a scorcher. 27 kilometers into the race, Kanakuri collapsed from overheat and was taken care of by some local farmers. Did he collapse at the beginning of the race? No, he didn't collapse at the beginning of the race. He collapsed 27 kilometers into the race. Kanakuri was not alone. Runners were dropping like flies that day, and fellow runner Francisco Lazaro even died. Was Kanakuri alone? No, Kanakuri was not alone. Who was dropping like flies? Runners were dropping like flies. What happened to runner Francisco Lazaro? Runner Francisco Lazaro died. 68 runners from around the world entered the race, but only half crossed the finish line. How many entered the race? 68 runners entered the race. How many crossed the finish line? Only half crossed the finish line. Unlike the other runners who dropped out, Kanakuri never reported his failure to finish to the race officials. He was listed as missing. What did Kanakuri never report to the race officials? Kanakuri never reported his failure to finish to the race officials. Kanakuri returned to Japan, continued his training, and ran in two other Olympics in Belgium and France. Was Kanakuri missing? No, he wasn't missing. He returned to Japan. What did he continue doing in Japan? In Japan, he continued his training. Did he continue running in the Olympics? Yes, he continued running in the Olympics in Belgium and France. In his home country, he was known as the father of Japanese marathons. But in Sweden, he was known as the missing marathoner. What was he known as in his home country? In his home country, he was known as the father of Japanese marathons. What was he known as in Sweden? In Sweden, he was known as the missing marathoner. After 50 years, the Swedish authorities discovered he was alive and well in Japan. In 1967, they invited him back to finish the race. When did the Swedish authorities discover he was alive and well in Japan? After 50 years, the Swedish authorities discovered he was alive and well in Japan. Did they invite him back to finish the race? Yes, they invited him back to finish the race. When did they invite him back to finish the race? They invited him back to finish the race in 1967. At 75 years of age, he finally crossed the finish line. How old was he when he finally crossed the finish line? He was 75 years old when he finally crossed the finish line. He said, "It was a long trip. Along the way, I got married, had 6 children, and 10 grandchildren." Who said it was a long trip? Kanakuri said it was a long trip. What did he do along the way? Along the way, he got married, had 6 children, and 10 grandchildren.